the internet. Wikipedia. Now displays a message which disputes the neutrality of the oracle, asbestos, and the law, detailing the negative effects of asbestos and the subsequent legal action taken by asbestos sufferers. For too long, my client has been unfairly discriminated against. He has had his good name repeatedly dragged through the mud, says Mr. Raymond Luxury Yacht, lawyer of asbestos. Despite being almost universally known as a potent carcinogen, with subsequent expensive compensation payouts, as explained in the Wikipedia article, the substance at the center of all this, asbestos, has had enough.
I want to tell Marcel the story. Isn't busy being carcinogenic, no? Nobody wants to be your friend, or at least all of your friends to have cancer. But it's just been the way it gone, Mamie,
protests asbestos.
I'm a terrific flame deterrent. Oh no, all you ever hear is lung cancer this and lung cancer that.
Asbestos is launching a counterclaim against asbestos sufferers and the media, suing them for defamation. He seeks $12 billion in pain and suffering, citing deterioration in health, especially weight, as asbestos is slowly being banned from production. For many years, this case was supported by governments and the industry, who continue manufacturing this substance, ignoring the fact that it was known to be extremely toxic to humans. Unfortunately for this lethal, dangerous, and fatal mutagen, he may never find the justice he so rightly deserves, thanks to biased corporations such as Wikipedia, only pushing their own agendas. It appears that once again, the little guy is left forgotten, often in the roofing of houses built before 1987. This has been Incinerate Him for Unnews. Good day.